All right, listen to this. Our story on sort of financial rippers coming from the public sector continues this morning. Here's Meredith Whitney, the financial analyst whose claim to fame was correctly predicting Citigroup's major debt fallout, has a new prediction, and she shared it with CBS's 60 Minutes.
There's not a doubt in my mind that you will see a spate of municipal bond defaults.
How many is a spate?
You could see 50 sizable defaults, 50 to 100 sizable defaults, more. This will amount to hundreds of billions of dollars worth of defaults.
Up to 100 cities could default on their municipal bonds because, and this is, it's just a simple matter of doing the math, they're no longer collecting enough in taxes to service that debt. For more on this, we're joined once again by Louise Story, finance and Wall Street reporter for our partner in the New York Times. Good morning again, Louise.
Good morning.
And WNYC senior reporter who has been on a tear reporting about the public sector's fiscal problems really for more than a year now, Bob Henley, a WNYC senior reporter. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
So, Bob, I gather you're tempted to say after 60 Minutes reports on this prediction of sizable municipal bond defaults, I told you so, right?
Well, I think that I would say the thing they missed in 60 Minutes and what's got my eye and has right along as a beat reporter is a proliferation of these special district governments, John. It's not so much town hall and capital, state capitals, but consider in 1952 there were 12,340 so-called special districts. What do I mean by that? I mean your improvement authority, your parking authority, your housing authority, your incinerator authority. Today there are 35,359 of them. And more importantly, according to a census note, the debt for these, they've been involved in private purposes. That's how they describe it in the census. This is local debt for things like stadiums and that private public partner mall that sprung up in your neighborhood. Well, the state's got $379 billion of this on the books, and the locals have $209 billion. Here's the thing that got my attention. According to a U.S. Census note, they got pushback for even putting this down because this was not listed on the financial statements of the issuing governments.
Interesting.
Explains a lot.
Louise Story, where are these bonds proliferating? Whose accounts? Who holds them? Is it pensioners? Is it pension funds? Is it corporations? Is it banks? What would a default of this scale mean?
Well, you know, municipals have long been considered some of the safest things to hold. I mean, a lot of takeaway listeners probably hold them. There's also a lot that, you know, have tax-exempt status, so that's made them a good investment. You know, Meredith Whitney really is very prominent in finance because of her correct calls on the financial crisis. But since she was on 60 Minutes earlier this week, there have been a number of other Wall Street analysts out there saying, you know, that many defaults is very unlikely. They say, you know, in the biggest year of municipal defaults, you had like 8 billion defaults. So hundreds of billions, they say, is impossible. But then again, I remember as the financial crisis was just waking up, you know, how people dismissed the idea of carnage that we would later have that Meredith was predicting.
Now, I recall, and Bob, I'm sure you recall, the default or near default of the city of New York back in the 1970s, right?
Right, right. Of course.
That was a situation when New York was defaulting and other cities around the country weren't having the problems that New York had. This prediction is for 100 cities simultaneously going down with the scale of this municipal bond debt crisis. What would that mean for the cities in question here?
Well, it would have broad ramifications for insurance companies and other banks and entities that have these in as placeholders. Louise would know this better than myself, but these are held onto as a way of balancing. Say if you're a regional insurance company, you have a certain amount of book of risk, it's called. Well, you have to have assets in there, John, to make sure that if everyone has a car crash on the same day, you can cover it all. Well, if it turns out those things decline in value and worthless, then you've got a problem. Now, I am also concerned about the credit default market. That's right. We have this, that kind of stuff going on where you have local governments and these special authorities messing around with this as well. And no one really understands the total vulnerability there. Also,
let me just back you out. That right. So you're saying that there is a whole derivative story here that's behind all
exactly.
this as well.
It's also part
I
of
see
it.
Louise is shaking her head, and then Majora has a question.
I'm starting to pay particular attention to the credit default swap market in municipal debt because I'm seeing some similar things to what you saw before the housing crisis. There's only $50 billion of credit default swaps, these derivatives, in this market, in the municipal market, which is a $2.8 trillion market. So far fewer people betting against it than betting for it. But what you're starting to see the banks do is they're starting to standardize and offer very easy trading for shorting the market, for betting against it with credit default swaps, which is also what they started to do just a couple years before the housing crisis. And sometimes if a lot of people rush in to bet against something, it can cause a sort of panic.
Right.
Well, and that's also the problem with this is that there is not a lot of information out there about these independent authorities and utilities.
Yes.
It's not like equities where you can go to Edgar and look it up.
Right. So some of what we're calling economic developments on the municipal level, is that really debt that can come back to bite us, say, stadiums?
Oh, I'll give you an example. In the Meadowlands in New Jersey, the Sports and Exposition Authority, they were in part of this whole process of building a brand new stadium. Mm-hmm. And we have the Jets and Giants out there. The old stadium is gone. They tore it down. But $300 million in debt is still being paid off by the public.
Right.
That kind of thing is sprinkled throughout the landscape.
Right. Oh, so, Yankee Stadium would be one of those, too.
And so raising taxes, is that the specter here to cover that the cities will be compelled to raise taxes, Louise?
Well, you know, a lot of places are making trade-offs. You probably saw California, which has big balancing the books problems, raised state school tuitions. So they're going to have to look for new revenue sources, being it taxes or something else.
So if New Jersey gets in trouble, Bob, it's your paycheck that becomes the most reliable asset, raising your taxes, right?
Well, and then also they're going to have to renegotiate the social contract. That's what's going on. And then also we have to deal at some other point with how much capital now is mobile around the world and can pick the nation state it'd like to stay for the day. And that's part of the problem creating the scarcity, John.
All right. So a public sector crisis of debt. If there's a default, it would have ripples throughout the economy. Louise Story, finance and Wall Street reporter for our part in The New York Times, and WNYC senior reporter Bob Henley. Happy holidays to both of you.
Thanks.
Thank you all.